Hello, and welcome to Vancouverite on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. Man, this show's gonna be weird.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
Because the man who usually does all the heavy lifting with his strong arms,
our mighty captain,
Simon Armstrong, is not here.
Yeah.
And I'm working the boards. I'm doing all the sound, all the video.
All the slidey buttons.
Yeah, you're listening to Vancouverite. It's your comedy morning show every Thursday on CITR. My name is Alex Biron, and I'm here with
Gavin Clarkson.
Our usual third mic.
Yeah. Well,
how does it feel to be second mic?
It feels good. Your chair is just so much better. It's got arms, like armrests.
That's right.
And it's a roly spinny chair.
How's your morning been?
My morning has just been, it's been so good. I got up, I got my coffee, I picked you up at McDonald's, and just the McDonald's rush in the morning is weirdly mayhem. I thought Tim Hortons had the kind of monopoly on insane traffic at first thing in the morning, but, you know, McDonald's is there too. They're kind of bringing it up, so I'm not sure if that's a good or bad thing, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, there's no point of trying to run this smoothly. This is just going to be what it is. I do not know the password to get into the control board here, and we're in a panic.
Yeah.
So if you want to call into the show, you can don't give me the password over the air. That would be that wouldn't be good. Maybe you can text me.
Yeah.
But if you're just listening and you want to call into the show and rage about how unprofessional this all is so far, 604 UBC CITR.
They wouldn't have known if you didn't tell them.
Yeah, well, no, they would have known pretty soon because my fumbling would be falling apart. Maybe my girlfriend knows.
You're all the trust I had.
What? What is the password for the computer screen on the left?
Have you tried password?
I will just for your sake.
You should.
But I don't think it is.
No.
Like, I know I've used it before, and I'm having that feeling like it's in my brain.
Yeah.
Like if I, but it's just not. It
never comes up when you need it.
I think I might be swearing. Yes, I'm going to give a content warning in advance. Getting frustrated
already.
Don't
do that.
Password. I didn't even spell it right. Password. Nope, it's not password. Speaking of the problem, if that had worked, I would have had to pretend it didn't work, though.
No,
exactly.
Everybody
would have known.
Then someone could have broken in and used the password.
Yeah. Oh, it's not like there's anything important on the second screen, like the ads I'm supposed to play or all the video and music. And Simon's probably not up right now. I mean, he did text us at, what was it, like 5 a.m. saying that
he was a little under the weather.
Why did he text us in the middle of the night? Why didn't he just text us?
So that we'd see it first thing in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, there's a strategy there.
Oh, because he wanted to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm up and I'm going to bed. Yeah. So I guess he's not. I'm sure he would have texted or contacted us. So it's just us.
Yeah.
Just us here.
We're on our lonesome.
I have no idea how this is going to go, but we do have somebody calling in, hopefully, at 8:30 a.m.
And hopefully we know which buttons to push when that happens.
Yeah. And hopefully I have some headphones because then I'll be able to hear him speak. So where you see any headphones lying around here?
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Yeah. Give me those headphones.
There we go.
You really don't appreciate what your tech guy does until he's sick.
Until he's sick.
You know what I mean?
This is going to be a very raw, behind-the-scenes kind of look where we'll describe our exploration of a radio studio all by ourselves, being just partially confident.
Oh, I can hear.
There you go.
So that's a good start.
Yeah.
I have headphones. Yeah, I really want to get into – well, let's get into some stuff. We don't need to rely on our crutches.
No.
Hobble around like Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Did he have crutches? I think he had. Yeah, he had.
He had a crutch. He couldn't afford both.
Oh, poor Tiny Tim.
I know. It's all he wanted for Christmas, and then he died.
That's right. Well, we're in Vancouver, and so are a lot of Syrian refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come to a new city, you want to feel comfortable.
Yeah, you do.
And
we do everything we can to be welcoming.
That's right. And they had a nice surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are being housed at the Vancouver Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's happening there?
You got to think about this from like the eyes of a child.
Yeah.
And then the eyes of an adult, because it's two very different
reactions, scenes
depending on how old you are.
Yeah.
A child looks around and goes, "Wow, Canada, there's all these big friendly furry beasts welcoming me into their open arms.
Dragons and puppies and magic.
Oh, there's even a wet stain on the leg from the rolling around in the lagoon. It's a big happy frog.
Yeah, just good stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
So they're dropped into the middle of Vancouver, which is Vancouver's annual furry convention.
That's right.
And I think that's kind of a cool thing to be welcomed by, honestly. Like, it's just a bunch of people in, like, big fuzzy mascot costumes, and all the kids would, like, kids, like, apparently the reaction was very positive. They thought it was awesome. They got to dance around with all these fuzzy dragon types. And
but it is a fetish.
It's, I don't know. That's just like a CSI. I don't think it's all a sexuality thing.
Yeah.
I think it was like
one in five of them definitely in it for the furry sex.
That sounds like a reasonable sexualization ratio.
Which is pretty good for any sexual ratio.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're going to go into almost any event, one in five is there because it gives him an erection.
I mean, look at us. I'm here because of sex, and that's half.
That's half. That's a huge ratio.
So there it is.
And we didn't even have a CSI episode talking about perverted radio hosts.
Yeah, that's a really an untapped pool of ideas.
Of drama.
I mean, our radio station kind of sounds like a crime scene CITR. Crime Investigative.
Transit
roles.
Transit roles.
Crime investigator transit roles.
Transit
roles. Yeah, we're like,
where all the crime happens.
We found a body underneath the Yale Town Roundhouse.
Yeah, where transit roles.
It's a manager of Cactus Club.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Those guys suck.
Can only assume.
A lot of Cactus Clubs there. That was a good radio forced laugh. I like that. I didn't deserve that laugh. You're going to go far.
We're here
in this
for
business.
Each other, Alex.
You're going to go far.
We're here for each other.
Why? Let me ask you this, too. Why does this screen have to have a password? Who is breaking? The outside of the building is locked. Who is coming in? There's always somebody in here. So they would have to come in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Have the password for the front door. Come inside and just sneak on the air and go on the computer and do what? What would they would be playing music? I mean, they'd be doing us a favor. They'd be free DJing for us.
Yeah, exactly.
In the middle of the
get through all the secrets.
It's just it just hurts. I have pressed enter. Yeah, I'm not an idiot. I did press no password.
Yeah. Password. We've tried password and no password. We'll go through the dictionary.
Yeah,
and it'll be good.
And then when I know it, I know it's just going to be something like fun radio time or like, of course.
You're giving away all the secrets.
Fun radio time.
How do we not know?
Well.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I guess we're just going to have to keep doing this.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
They released a search engine results Pornhub.
Oh, yeah.
For all the number one words for the different provinces.
Yeah.
And BC is Asian.
Not a surprise.
Which is, that's nice. We're welcoming. Yeah. The only way that could be
welcoming
more
welcoming in the most welcoming of ways.
The only way that could have been more inclusive if it was like Syrian.
Yeah.
But that's going to take a couple
years.
That'll
be years. Next year. It takes a while for things to catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then your neck of the woods was cartoon.
Yeah. My homeland, the Yukon,
which is a little weird.
Very cartoon friendly.
That's strange. That really proves the whole, like, when you're isolated.
Yeah. We have very overactive imaginations.
It's weird because wouldn't you want like real men and women to see flesh when you're cut off for long enough?
No. You want real men and women are intimidating and you feel like you're just going to be rejected.
I feel like that list though that they released. I feel like that list that they released is a joke and that they made it up because one of them is Eskimo.
Yeah, that.
I'm sorry, no one.
I've never seen.
I don't want to sound mean, but I don't think the majority of like the main word is Eskimo.
Yeah, I don't like. I could see
because Eskimos aren't searching Eskimo.
No, that's like pretty much racial because slur now, isn't it? Yeah, that's not a real thing that you would type.
And they're also there's no answers. There's no results.
Yeah,
Eskimo doesn't bring up any.
I've done much research, and I've never seen a tag of that degree.
Yeah, Quebec. What was the number one search?
Quebec was Quebec.
Oh, it was Quebec.
Which surprised nobody.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to see that. That sounds horrible.
Quebec. What are they just speaking French? Like, does their pornography need to be en
français? Best case scenario, it's a girl from Quebec,
yeah,
which would be nice.
Yeah, that's attractive people.
Worst case scenario, it's like they're talking about separation in the porn and like eating poutine and
yeah,
other stereotypes.
Yep. Poutine and separation and pornography. That would be like mentally stimulating. It would. You need more discussions.
Have you called Simon?
What's that?
I'm going to call him.
No, I've just been on the Facebook forum.
Yeah. That's not. We need a stronger tactic here.
Oh, but speaking of internet results and so forth, I saw this thing that was trending yesterday where Bing, the search engine that nobody uses unless it's purely by accident.
If you're in a life-threatening situation,
yeah,
you'll still go on Bing and search Google.
Yeah, exactly. And the only time I've ever used Bing was when it, like, it installed itself to become my default, and I had to hack it off.
That's a bad day.
Oh, it was a brutal day.
Yeah, Chrome sometimes just puts weird stuff in there.
Yeah, you got to be careful, and especially Bing. Bing gets desperate.
Well, his phone is off.
Oh, dear.
He was really setting that up for a nice, like, when you just hole yourself in.
Yeah.
You're like, I've got all
my
bases
covered.
I'm messaging them. Yep. They know I'm sick. I'm in the clear. I'm turning my devices off.
Yep.
And I'm sleeping for 1,000 years.
Yep.
Well, I mean, he is sick.
This is good. This is good for us.
I should have asked. I should have said, is there anything I need to know? anything at all?
Yeah.
Any little thing?
Well, to be fair, when he realized he wasn't coming in, it was 2:30 in the morning.
It was. I was in a bit of a daze.
Yeah.
And, yeah, thank you to everyone that donated to our fundraiser.
Oh, fantastically.
I mean,
well, yeah.
I think our show personally raised like 3 times as much as I could have expected
we would
have raised. And as a station where I believe we're pushing 35,000.
Oh, fantastic.
For our little university radio station here.
That's nearing the goal, is it not?
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah, 40,000 is the goal. So hopefully we still hit that. We sold all the tickets.
All the tickets?
Yep.
Oh,
all
really?
All of them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my roommate decided to buy some of them last night, and that was the last pair. So,
oh, fantastic.
We are out. If you have any of those tickets and you want to go to a show at the Comedy Mix, or if you just want to check me out, I will be there tonight.
Yeah.
With some other really funny people.
Do you know who else is up with you tonight?
It will be Sophie Buttle.
Oh.
Who, according to her Instagram account, I think just dyed her hair red. Ooh. I really like that kind of like Ariel red.
Oh, Ariel red.
Girls.
Like,
yeah, like a
Disney
mermaid.
Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disney red. That sounds wrong.
What? Why? Because I'm from the Yukon and we like cartoons,
yeah,
Alex? Is that why?
Well, we know that that's
I'm
wrong.
Not allowed
we,
to say it.
We know that that's
not
weird.
Allowed to say I like Ariel red.
But yeah, it's so that's nice. Sophie Buttle, and we've got Darcy. You know what? Let's leave the other two a mystery because I've half forgotten and also, well,
yeah.
I've forgotten.
Yeah.
But
it'll be a great show. Thursdays at the Mix are always good.
No, I remember it's good.
Yep.
The host is good. I don't want to say his name wrong. That's a problem.
Oh.
And because that would be, that'd be a faux pas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be cool.
It would.
And
you guys would have beef.
Yeah. And, you know, if you do come say hi. Come say you listen to the show.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. We've been uploading podcast episodes more and more. So we've got all of our archive CITR shows on there. I realized that I'd be putting 2015 by mistake.
Oh.
I've changed the date. So,
you're an adult now.
And we've got some new episodes in there. Did you listen to the Steve Venegas episode?
No, I haven't yet. Well, was that one good?
Yeah, it was fun. We talked about movies. Speaking of movies, I saw The Witch.
Yeah.
2 nights ago.
Okay.
And it was pretty scary. It was pretty scary. There is an incredible goat in that movie. Like, one of the best performances of the year is
from a goat.
By a goat.
Good.
Seriously. Its eyes emote so much.
Goats are creepy animals.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Well, the goat kind of, like, it may or may not be, I'll try not to spoil this, but
it's Satan.
It may or may not be Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a goat in a horror movie.
It's a black goat.
How is it not Satan?
Yeah. It would, and it's kind of like talking to people. And goats, like, can almost speak as it is.
Yeah.
That's
creepy.
The cool thing,
like,
right?
How they can shout like people.
Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite YouTube videos of just goats shouting at each other.
Yeah. Have you seen the one where that's like edited to sound like Oprah introducing guests?
Yeah.
John Stammer. Yeah, that's fun. That's a fun one.
It is a fun one.
This is really what happens when our show truly falls apart. We just start recounting goat videos. Did you see the one where the goat was yelling? Oh, that was a good one. That was a fun one.
It was a fun one.
It's horrific weather
mm-hmm.
here in our hometown. It's been so bad for so long.
Yeah.
And
well, it's no longer a surprise.
I was gonna go to the gym yesterday. I really made a plan.
Like, yeah.
I'm gonna go and work my traps.
You look like you didn't go.
Thanks. You're right. I opened the door and it was like from a movie. Like it was comically raining. It was like a rain machine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like as though it was only raining outside. I opened it just.
Yeah.
And I just closed the door. I'm like,
this was your dramatic character realization.
I realized that working out is not hard.
No.
It's not hard at all.
No.
It's going to the gym.
Yeah.
That's the annoying part.
Oh, yeah. Once you're there, it's simple.
Yeah.
It's nice and sweaty. And
it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels good to exercise. That's why when there's those shows about overweight people losing weight. Mm-hmm. Maybe when you're really overweight, it's a bit more
rough.
Of a slog to work out.
Because
it has to be.
You're carrying so much more.
Right. But yeah, it's for me to go to the gym yesterday, I would have had to put clothes in a bag. Get an umbrella, get myself all bundled up for a storm, go to the gym, and then switch outfits.
Yeah.
In a change room with disgusting things on the ground.
Yeah.
Get it
and
all
disgusting people.
Switched up, and then go and get sweaty, come back, and then my two options in this choose your own adventure are either change again, so remain sweaty, and now I've tarnished two outfits.
Yeah.
Or shower. At the gym.
Yeah.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah. And you didn't have sandals or anything.
No. But then you have to bring sandals in a bag.
Yeah.
This whole thing is just making my head hurt even thinking about it. And it's sandwiching a gym, which is not, I mean, it's not bad, but it's not great. You're working.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So I just played Firewatch and I beat Firewatch.
Yeah.
I played video games instead. I did the most sedentary activity.
That you can do. But your mind was stimulated.
Yeah, instead of exercising.
Yeah.
Let's play some ads here.
Yep.
We'll be right back. I need you to filibuster for a second since I have no idea what's
going
on.
We're
going
to figure out where the ads are. I've been at my gym. I got one at the new year because, you know, I'm just a sheeple. And it took 3 weeks before there was another dude at that gym who decided to shout out all of his father issues with every weightlift. Like just the really uncomfortable like power yells with everyone. And the worst part, like, this guy wasn't big enough to be shouting like that. Like, he was skinny like me, like my size, and lifting a very unimpressive amount and shouting it out like it was just everything he had. So don't be that person when you're at the gym. And, yeah, and what else was happening? I didn't get to it because we interrupted, but Bing, that internet search service, made this big news release where if you search the periodic table on Bing, it'll bring up a periodic table with all the elements and everything.
Yeah.
And they felt that was worthy of mention where they could actually make a news release about this.
That would have been acceptable in 1999.
Exactly. You know what else brings up the periodic table when you search the periodic table, Bing? Everything. Everything else.
You know what else brings up the periodic table? A grade 10 science notebook. A grade 10 science notebook is on par with Bing.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Be intrigued, be amazed, be inspired. Attend a 3-minute thesis competition and experience the purpose and passion of some of UBC's finest graduate student researchers. Attending is free and awesome. Come out to the semis on March 8th from 1 to 4:30 and the finals on March 10th from 4:30 to 6 in the Graduate Student Center Ballroom. Listen, learn, and leave feeling smarter. Check out 3mt.grad.ubc.ca for more information.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
And we're back on CITR. We have hopefully, I mean, judging by the way this thing is going, it's probably just going to be us talking about stuff. But according to the conversation I had with this guy the other day, we do have somebody calling in from The Art of Loving on Broadway.
Ooh.
To do a call.
What is The Art of Loving, Alex?
It's a store where you can see live sex seminars.
Oh my.
And yeah, it made the news and I wanted to talk to him.
Yeah.
I want to know. I mean, it's definitely controversial. I mean,
yeah. It's like live performers?
Yeah.
In an educational setting?
It kind of feels like the sex ed is a pretense for just
sexual performance.
Yeah, a sexual performance.
Mm-hmm.
I almost just wish that they were doing it as a sexual performance and then being like, yeah, you probably could get some sex ed if you came to this.
Yeah.
I mean,
you could absorb it secondhand.
Sure. But, here's the thing. Like, sex ed is terrible in North America right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
Yeah.
So definitely having a more, like, open
presentation.
Yeah, is good. But this is almost, like, I guess some could say too far in the other direction where it's like, but, I mean, it's a very special ticketed event.
It's got to be an adults-only thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't bring your puberty teen in and
that's
be
true.
Like, this is how it works.
Yeah, it's adult sex education.
So it's how to be better.
But the people doing it are getting paid to have sex, meaning they are now sex workers, essentially.
Essentially.
Right? Yeah. So that's a bit.
Or are they actors?
They're actors.
In a performance piece.
But there's contact with the genitalia.
Genital contact.
Anyway, call in, representative of The Art of Loving.
Yes.
Or
I have so many questions. Is it a basic course, advanced course? Like, how much do I need to have?
Yeah.
Like, what do I need to prep?
Content warning in effect from now on.
Sexuality.
Yeah, I mean, how the next one is on hand jobs, and it's like,
oh,
are we going to completion here? What is happening? It honestly, I would be scared.
And yeah.
I went to that thing, be like, this feels like some sort of Eyes Wide Shut. I'm sure there's going to be candles.
Mm-hmm.
If there weren't candles,
that'd
be cool. I'd be disappointed.
And masks.
They have to have dim light. It can't be a fully lit event.
Well, it has to be fully lit, because then how is it not educational?
That's right, but then it's not
educational.
You've
got to be able to see.
It's really, there's a hard balancing act here.
A very hard.
Because you want the actors to be comfortable.
Yeah.
You want to play some NBA.
You don't want the performance to be stiff.
No, you wouldn't want that.
No.
Gavin, you wouldn't want that at all. By the way, I liked our little, we'll just talk over the ads.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a professional radio show.
It is.
I'm going to play an ad, okay? Hey, this is good. Hey, we can play ads.
Yeah,
we.
Did you guys know that? Now they know.
Are still on.
Yep.
You bumbling fool.
That's your job.
Yeah, I mean, it is my job to turn your mic off.
It is.
In
I can't
fact,
even
here,
reach.
Let me just.
No. Ah.
You
do your job too well.
Yeah. I wonder how sick Simon is.
Yep.
I feel like he had his sickness. Like, he was sick a week ago. I feel like you're only allowed to be sick once a season, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have your big sickness.
Yeah. And
that's
then
it.
Nobody cares.
Like, I've had my sickness. If I get sick again,
nobody cares.
My girlfriend's breaking up with me.
Yep. You lose your job.
I'm losing my job.
Yeah.
It's over.
It is.
So I wasn't even allowed to take a sick day last time when I was sick.
Really?
I actually pissed my pants at the staff meeting.
What kind of sickness did you have?
A horrific flu.
Horrific.
I had a sickness
you
that
peed your pants.
I needed. If I'd been in, like, New England, you know, not 2016, but like 1700.
Oh, you'd be dead
in a township. I wouldn't have been dead. But I would have been carried outside the city limits, placed next to the forest, an exorcism, and then banished. Like, I would have been banished.
After significant bloodletting.
Yeah,
and leeches.
Yeah, that's in The Witch, too. I cannot believe that they bled people.
Yeah.
What kind of a nincompoop?
Because, well, there's bad stuff in you, clearly, and
we
got to let it out and let the new stuff... Like, I see the logic from an amateur standpoint.
You know,
standpoint.
It actually does kind of make sense.
Yeah, like, the idea was, like, there's something bad in you. If you let it out, your body's going to have to reproduce newer, better blood, and then that way you'll be... Like, I see
the
idea.
No, you know what? I'm taking that back. It doesn't make sense.
No?
No.
Made sense for hundreds of years.
You're just... Because the blood... Okay, here, I'm going to break it down.
Yeah.
This is my TED Talk for...
we're going to learn things.
Yeah. For the pilgrims. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The blood obviously circulates.
Yeah.
We know that because you can feel it going inside you. And if you cut, it comes out in little pulses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, if it's circulating, that means it's all mixed together.
Right.
Which means that anything in there is all mixed together.
But if you're full of bad blood, if you let some of that out...
But now we got bad blood.
Exactly. If you've got Taylor Swift in your stream, you can let out some of the bad stuff, and then it'll be diluted as you produce good stuff. And eventually, it'll be the bad blood will be at such a low amount that you'll be better. Right?
Right.
You see?
Yeah, why doesn't bloodletting work? It's fail-proof.
I've got now we're on the other side.
We should go bleed Simon.
We should. We should. Simon, you're too sick. We need to bleed him sequentially.
Without his consent, because...
You have to surprise with a letting. It's a consensual letting, then the disease knows and it hides in your kidneys and you can't get at it. And that is exactly how bloodletting works. We need to bloodlet more. I like how we went from bloodletting not making any sense at all, and now we're wondering why bloodletting doesn't work.
Okay, so you got me on board for bloodletting.
Yeah.
What about leeches?
Leeches is a sanitary way of bloodletting. And we still use leeches in some cases.
True, yeah, that's true.
They're very handy because when they bite, if you're like a hemophiliac, they can seal the sutures. So if you need to let blood but you can't use needles or anything, leeches are a really good way of doing it. So leeches are just the surprisingly sanitary way of removing all the Taylor Swift blood and having your body regenerate the better blood. So that, in a way, they're more advanced than ever in that capacity.
So all right, I'm convinced. Works. Let's go put some leeches.
Yeah, on Simon.
And
have him bleed into a bucket.
He's got a lot of bad blood, too.
Yeah, he does.
We should probably get all that blood out.
Yeah.
It's
far too much.
It'll be good. Yeah, I like how the one show where we have to come in and we're depleted, we're unable to play any music.
Oh, it's a marathon. But somebody else is here who might know the password and be able to give us a hand.
Oh, yeah. Go get the password now.
I'll be right back.
I can't believe Gavin didn't do that right away. It's so obvious that guy would know the password. We're talking about leeches. Yeah. I mean, this is the most useful thing, but tell me more about the ancient bloodletting. Oh, good Lord. I'll be up at the Comedy Mix tonight. I'm really excited for this because I've got this new bit about penile shrinkage. This is a true story. Recently I was taking this medication called finasteride for hair loss, and one of the side effects was penile shrinkage. It makes me sad that one of the most like passionate bits I've ever written that really like it is about my dick getting smaller. That's what spoke to me. It's not about, I was always hoping it would be like, I don't know, about a politician or something. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
All right, come over here. Okay. Type it in. I'm having a heart to heart with I can't wait to see what this is. It's not going in. Going in. Wait. Okay, let's see what this is. Okay. Oh, but it's you're going to have to tell me later.
Yeah. Still too secret. Oh, did it work?
All right, we're going in.
Oh my god, yes.
This is nice. So, hopefully this hasn't been too unbearable so far. I feel like now we've got a major booster shot of power here.
I think we've been doing very well.
We're powering up.
I think our fans love us, and you just need to stop hating yourself so much.
Yeah, people, you know, at an open mic recently, I shouldn't have said that was an open mic. I should have just lied and made that sound better.
Yeah,
you know,
at a big show,
just for laughs.
Yeah, at your Netflix taping.
No, I was getting brought up, and the host introduced me as this next guy's really depressed. Yeah, like as though that was part of like my persona.
Yeah,
and I was like, man, like I didn't even know I was depressed.
Yeah,
so that was weird.
A big revelation for you on that day.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's a weird thing to be told that you're depressed by someone's like, I didn't even know I was depressed. I'm like, am I giving off depressed signals to the
vibes?
World?
Yes.
Am I?
Yeah. You have too much. You have depressed blood within you.
Oh man.
You need to attach some leeches to your lymph nodes.
I really would like to see a horror movie about like a time traveling doctor from the, because basically,
and he just wants to help.
Doctors from the past were no different than like serial killers now.
Yeah. I'm sure they had a much higher kill rate than most serial killers.
I just met like the police walk in. What this crime scene? There's blood everywhere. There's blood and leeches everywhere.
Yeah.
What kind of a sadistic, twisted? And he thinks he's helping too.
Yeah.
Which
and
almost,
he has like the cloak and that creepy beak mask from the plague era. Oh, that'd be great. That how can that not be a horror movie already? Time traveling medieval doctor.
Definitely.
That's like
the
working title. It needs a better title than that. Time-traveling medieval doctor just wouldn't fit on a poster very well. And I think Willem Dafoe would be perfect behind that mask. Oh, I should be a movie producer and make time-traveling doctor. Oh, speaking of horror things, this is kind of entertaining. A severe, extreme pro-gun activist, this mother in the States, briefly after posting a Facebook picture saying something around the lines of like you can't, I have the right to protect my child with my gun despite you being too afraid of my gun. And like,
what?
Yeah, exactly. Just totally. Extreme hardcore thug life stuff. And then briefly after she posted that, she was driving her toddler around and was shot in the back by her like 2-year-old because she had her loaded 45 in the back seat with her child.
What is a 45? Is that a
45 caliber? Yeah, handgun.
And the
shot in the back.
The wife of the former vocalist for the Eagles shot herself.
No.
There was a gun in a trophy case.
Really?
And, yeah, you didn't hear about this?
No.
There was a domestic abuse call made.
Okay.
Like she calls the police saying, "Oh, my husband's being drunk and unruly." Mm-hmm. And then they arrive later and she's being shot.
Oh, man.
And the husband goes, "I didn't shoot her. The gun went off in the trophy case because she was trying to move it, and it shot her."
Loaded gun in a trophy case.
Which sounds like the worst
cover-up.
But they tested, and apparently that is what happened.
Holy.
Yeah, because there was no fake. So unless either he framed it perfectly.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
To be fair, like, worst luck ever. If you're gonna have a trophy gun in a trophy case, it is not nearly as cool if you don't have it loaded and chambered. Like, if I had a gun hanging on my wall, it's going to be zombie ready. I'm going to make sure that it's just, like, hair trigger ready to fire. And then if anybody tries to tilt the frame in my house, they'll get a good talking to. But I love that. I love, like, the gun activists, because I don't have a huge issue with guns. But when somebody is, like, so super pro-gun and then is stupid enough to have their kid playing with it in the back seat and then gets shot through the back, like, she's alive still, but...
Oh, is she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's fine.
Oh, boy, does she feel stupid.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be embarrassing.
I mean, yeah, hopefully she makes a full recovery.
Yeah.
But that is...
Kudos to you, and...
Do you think... But here's the question. Does she stop using guns, or does she go, you know what? You know, that's a one in a million thing, and now it's happened, so now we're safer than ever.
Now Billy knows not to play with the loaded guns in the back seat.
How cool of a childhood has that kid had, too? He got to shoot a gun.
Yeah,
he got to shoot his
mom.
He shot
somebody in grade school. That kid's, he's going to be the coolest kid in elementary school.
Yeah, he's so ready for that school shooting he's going to go on in, like, a few years. He's already got some practice in.
Yeah. He won't need to because
he's
a cool
kid. I'm looking at the ads we're supposed to play. Whatever.
How'd we do?
Not good. Oh. But I am going to plug Last Band starting March 10th. You know what? Let's just play that.
Oh, they got a bit for it.
Yeah. Last Band. I don't even know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only 33 seconds.
We will all learn something.
Let's see what we miss.
Yeah.
Don't talk over it this time.
Okay. Can I talk now? That's a talking thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Band competition.
Oh, there we go.
The winner gets an opener spot at the AMS Black Party, a live performance music video, and more. It's all on right now, so head on over to ams.ubc.ca to vote for the winner until March 8th.
This is one of the worst ads of all time.
What?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I was learning.
Oh, was it working?
Yeah.
Because in my headphones, I could just hear the music and not the voice.
Yeah, I could hear the voice.
All right, let's hear that again.
Yeah, no, let's play it again. It was going well.
And you can tell me what it meant, because I couldn't hear it at all.
I'll relay all of it to you.
And go. Days that you're black and white. Okay. And go.
Last Band Standing is the AMS event's annual band competition. The winner gets an opener spot at the AMS Black Party, a live performance music video, and more. It's all on right now, so head on over to ams.ubc.ca to vote for the winner until March 8th, and then come out to see the finale. The show is on March 10th at the Pit, with doors at 8 p.m. Tickets are $5 in advance. All proceeds go to Music Heals. Check out AMS events on Facebook for more info.
All right, did that make sense?
Yeah, it did.
What is Last Band?
Last Band, it's being put on by the AMS. It's a band competition.
How annoying is that if you're a listener? You just play the song, play the ad like 3 times, cutting out half, and then you repeat it to me after. Because I probably will be fired from the station after today. You know, whatever. We're getting practice.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We don't have our captain.
We don't know how to do stuff. We're comedians.
Yeah.
We don't know. We're not radio guys.
Technical things are too advanced. Yeah. Simon was the radio guy.
I really need to become better.
Yeah.
That's that is a depressing thing to say. Maybe I am depressed.
This is why people say these things. Yeah,
I need to turn it around though.
Yeah, turn your life around?
Turn my life around.
Or just turn your depression around.
Yeah. Here, I need a happy song.
Okay. Yeah.
Here, let me bring this in.
Yeah.
Tell me if this makes you happier.
Okay.
Because I feel like this would make me happy.
I'm already happy.
Okay. Are we moving? Are we happy? Feel better?
Oh, so much.
I still feel depressed. Earth, Wind, and Fire can't even do it.
Oh, man, you are. You are bad.
What are the happiest songs?
The happiest songs?
I think, what would cheer me up?
I need K-pop.
K-pop.
K-pop would cheer you up.
K-pop. I mean, what's the, like...
K-pop is impossible to be sad. You can be angry listening to K-pop, because it's infuriating, but you can't be sad.
All right, I'm just going to bring up a random... I think this K-pop might be shuffle. Sad. I think I might have found some sad K-pop because this looks like a really,
impossible. Oh, okay.
This guy's bummed. Oh, man. This is the saddest man I've ever seen.
Huh.
Wow. That is, See, that Korean people can be sad too. You know, my sister's actually in Korea right now.
Oh.
And the alcoholism there
really
is off the chain.
It's severe.
Yeah, she was getting she was going to teach English at this school. So I think this sums it all up right here. This is the perfect little encapsulation. In her job interview over Skype before she goes to Korea, they ask her wow, it's so clear that the art of living has moved on to bigger and better things. You think you're better than us, Art of Loving? You can't call in. I really wanted that interview.
Yeah, I really wanted to learn more about hand jobs.
You know what? If they don't call in, I'm just going to start bashing their organization. That's really that's the way it works with me.
We're holding you hostage, Art of Loving.
It's blackmail. In the interview, they go, "Do you drink?"
Yeah.
And she's thinking, okay, so they're trying to find out if I'm a good fit. You know, I'm going to be around kids, so... Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, well, I don't drink that much. Mm-hmm.
Glass of wine with dinner.
And she goes, they go, oh, that's too bad. We're really looking for someone that drinks a lot because we drink every night. She goes, oh, no, I can drink.
Oh, yeah.
Their correct answer to the question was, I drink a lot.
Yeah.
Like, they are filtering out people that are boring, sober people.
Yeah.
Because that will distract them from their... alcohol addiction.
I've heard that question in job interviews for geology.
Yeah?
Yeah. Geologists are a heavy drinking bunch.
And really?
You're in the middle of nowhere for months at a time.
Geologists is rocks and whatnot, right?
Yeah, rocks and whatnot. It's what it said on my degree.
Yeah. You're a geologist.
Yeah.
You have a degree in geology.
I do.
A master's in geology?
The master's is in mining engineering.
In mining engineering.
Yeah.
Why am I trying to do this stuff? Shouldn't you be over here?
Because I didn't learn radio when I was learning about rocks.
Clearly I didn't either. Probably know more about rocks than I do radio.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me something about rocks.
Something about rocks?
Yeah, tell me something that would really... Like if I was a girl at a dinner party. Well, you're married.
Yeah.
Almost.
But almost. So, There's a lot of room.
So pretend you're trying to impress your... Actually, this is interesting. Where does she stand on rocks?
Where's her stance on rocks? She has no idea what I do. I'll go out to do field work for a few months, and I've talked to her friends, be like, yeah, when you're away, I'll be like, oh, what's Gavin doing? She'd be like, I don't know. Like, she's not particularly
interested. What is field work?
You go into the middle of nowhere, and you look at rocks.
Really?
Because the best rocks
don't
are the
we
ones.
Know everything about rocks?
Well,
what is there really to know more at this point?
Where the money in the rocks is.
Oh,
mostly. Yeah.
Follow the money.
Yeah, follow the deep throat exploration. Yeah,
where's the money in the rocks now?
What's that? Gold's doing okay at the moment.
Gold seems to be like always pretty good.
It's not bad. Yeah.
Is white gold a thing?
White gold, it's just an alloy that's made with like gold and silver and a bit of platinum.
That's
it's
so
just,
disappointing.
There's nothing special about white gold at all. People imagine it as like albino gold.
Yeah, it's
wild.
Like a white tiger.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is special.
That is special.
You can't just
I would love to make some jewelry out of a white tiger. That would be cool.
Whoa.
I don't even know how I would, but I just want it.
White
tiger jewelry.
Yeah. Man, I mean, as mean as it is, it really is understandable why people poach exotic animals because they are
so
cool on a wall.
Yeah,
yeah.
If they had a white tiger rug, like I'd be like, that's not cool, but also the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Have you been to my place?
Do you have a white tiger rug?
I mean, I can't legally say that I do.
Yeah, but you have something that may resemble a white tiger rug.
It's a faux white tiger rug.
I want a bantha rug.
It's a real white tiger rug. You want a what rug?
Bantha rug from Star Wars.
What's that?
The big snow beast.
Oh, yeah.
You can get one of those.
I don't think it would smell very good.
No, it would probably smell better on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you can get one of those. It'd have to be faux, because those aren't entirely real.
Yeah, it's not a real thing.
Yeah, so. And like, the poaching laws against banthas on Hoth are just obscene. They're very dangerous endangered species.
All right, I'm going to get these last ads over with here.
Okay.
And then we're gonna shoot right back. I feel like now I'm finally in control, and now our show's almost over. this is really just about surviving.
Yeah.
And next week we'll be back in full force with Simon Armstrong, if we don't bleed him to death.
Yeah.
So, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
That he's dead.
We'll do some amateur bleeding.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah
blah. Explosions!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the human serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you are now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, all right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Dude, Crimes and Treasons has the coolest promo.
That sounds so cool. I want ours to be anything close to that.
We need a promo.
Yeah. We need those guys to make us a promo.
We need to have one of those, like, those, hey, it's a contest. You know when they, like, trick graphic designers into making posters for them? Like, submit your best stuff for consideration and then get free labor. We need to get, like...
Yeah. Give them tickets
to
the Comedy Mix.
A wicked... I think I've tapped out my...
Do
you know how many... very generously, do you know how many tickets the Comedy Mix donated to our show?
Oh, it's a wonderful stack.
A lot. You know, the Comedy Mix is very... It's an intimidating club to work at because you have to come out of that red velvet sheet.
Well, it has a green room. So few of the actual comedy clubs have... Like, it's the only one that has a green room.
In Vancouver, yeah.
In Vancouver, yeah.
Yeah, all the other places, you just have to kind of run to the front.
Yeah, you just walk from the side.
And we're here. Da-na-na, da-na-na. Do you ever think, like, what's the ideal distance to be from the stage when I run up to it? You know, like, because you don't want to be too far, because then you go...
Then you're sprinting.
And Gavin Clarkson in a minute when he makes his way from the back.
Yeah, shuffling between chairs.
Because then you're lingering.
Yeah, and everyone's staring at you like, who's that guy? What's his problem?
And you think they're going to bring you up. And then, let's talk about the drink specials. Oh, no, now I'm just standing near the front. Specials. You know, they mentioned Nardwar in that CITR promo, and I will say that Nardwar, obviously a very cool guy, but I actually sat in on his show once.
Yeah.
And he said the funniest thing while he was, like, just giving me, like, a overview of the boards. He's like, yeah, we're supposed to keep it, we're supposed to keep the volume here, but I usually turn it up, like, twice as much just so my show's, like, a little louder. It's like, that's why he
tricks
turned it
trade
up to 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why your music interviews are the best.
And he knows.
Oh, it's 8:50. This is really, like, I woke up at 2 yesterday. Yeah. 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And that's actually already a pretty good indicator that I wasn't going to make it to the gym. Nobody wakes up at 2 goes, man, I was dreaming that I was riding a unicorn and it was great.
Those are fun dreams.
And then, dreams. Depends on where you're sitting. You don't want to be sitting too close to the front.
That is a good point. But I haven't had the front unicorn dream yet.
Yeah.
I'm still in the back.
But, you know, you're not going to the gym, that's for sure. But today, yeah, waking up early. Although now I'm carpooling with you.
Yep.
Which is amazing.
Isn't it?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Is it darn tootin' the best?
Darn tootin' the blasting aqua. Oh, just so enjoying good ourselves.
I actually can't get a ride home today, though.
Oh?
I need to stay at the radio station for a bit. I got some business to take care of.
Oh, business. No business. Oh, speaking of good business, remember the Matrix movies?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I've never heard of that. What is the Matrix?
Oh,
is it good?
It's all around us. It binds us. It penetrates us. That might be the Force. It's one of they're very similar things.
All right.
But the Matrix movies, the Wachowski brothers. The other one has come out as transgendered recently.
Both.
Yeah, they both are now.
Yeah.
So the first one was
she
a few years ago.
She saw how much fun it was.
Yeah.
And then she made the choice. No, yep. It's not a choice.
Just decided one day to show up the brother. Yeah. Sister. Yeah.
So now they're, what are the names? Lana and?
Oh, I'm not entirely, yeah, there's Lana, I think it's like Ellie or something. I'm not entirely sure.
Now that they've got Lily? Yeah.
Lily, yeah, something like that.
Now that they've taken care of this important stuff,
yeah,
can we please have a Wachowski sister come back?
Yeah, because and make something okay.
Yeah, we've seen some stinkers a little bit. No offense. I just love the Matrix so much.
Yeah.
And I just want something, like that. Really badly.
I know. Yeah. Just a comeback. It would be so satisfying if they both finally came out as who they are and then made this triumphant
they
return.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
I want to see that on a movie poster.
Yeah.
Better than the Matrix.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That would be good. It's not going to happen, probably. If they had that idea in their head, it would have come out by now.
Yeah.
The
that's
only
true
thing that's come out since the Matrix is them.
It's and Jupiter Rising.
Oh, yeah, that was them, wasn't it? Oh, God.
One of the worst movies.
I can't even think of movies that they've made since The Matrix. I just know that they're not good.
Yeah.
And I just want to remember the Wachowskis as The Matrix Wachowskis.
They should have just walked away.
They should have.
That would have been so bad as if they'd made The Matrix.
Yeah, and then, never did anything.
Become women.
Yeah.
And then left. You would have been like, are we in The Matrix? Because that's some, like, Matrix-y stuff.
It really is. Yeah.
It's really cool.
So aren't you going to make any more movies? No. We've made the movie.
Hate mail now. Just because they're trans doesn't mean they're in the Matrix. I know. I'm aware.
We're all in the Matrix. It doesn't matter who we are. Yeah. Also, did we talk about Leo finally getting his Oscar, speaking of movies?
No, I mean, I think I don't really care.
He finally got it.
He left it at a bar
for
later
the
night.
Did he?
Did you see that? Yeah.
What? Oh, man. Yeah. He doesn't even care that much. He got it for Passion of the Pioneer, whatever that movie was called.
Right.
Yeah.
Passion of the Pioneer. Yeah. No, that's what your wife calls you.
Passion of the Pioneer.
You really? What are those hats called?
Huh?
Those hats you wear.
Oh, the Outback. Outback.
It's like a Barkersville gold mining hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get away with wearing it because I'm from the Yukon. And in between watching cartoon pornography.
Yeah. No, that is cool. I mean, it's an Indiana Jones hat.
It is,
right?
Yeah. It's the same style.
Which is awesome.
And it keeps out the sun and the rain when you're panning for gold and looking at cartoons.
All right. We're doing a show here every Thursday morning, 8 to 9 a.m.
Yep.
Comedians, myself, Alex Biron, and Gavin Clarkson, and Radio Guy, Simon Armstrong. And when Radio Guy is here...
This ship just sails.
Oh, boy, does it ever sail along.
So smooth, silky smooth.
But, yeah, not so much today. We've had a bit of a train wreck, but it's been
But I think we did good
overall. It's been fun. It's been like a train robbery.
It has.
Not a train wreck.
Yeah. Like, it was going to go off the tracks, and then we managed to get to the front and got it up to 88 miles per hour, and then we went back to the future. That's what trains do. What are you doing?
I'm just trying to wreck this train, bro. Just trying to wreck this
train. We're talking about saving this train, and now you're just playing random snippets.
We're gonna get out while we can.
Aw.
With the train doors blown off with a great song. Kalila Rewind. This one's going out to Madeline Taylor, our spoken word coordinator here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. Madeline has helped us a lot, and she loves this song. So enjoy, and be safe out there, guys.
Yeah, be safe. Yeah. Go see a sex show.
Hug a Syrian refugee.
That too.
For the rest.